The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
This is Angel Talk with me, your host, Rachel Corpus. Let's journey together as we talk to your angels, guides, and loved ones who have crossed over. Are you ready to hear what Spirit has to say? Welcome to Angel Talk. Happy day, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Angel Talk. I am your host, Rachel Corpus, angel communicator and psychic medium. And today we are going to talk about something that many of you have been asking me about. We're going to talk about Reiki and some other stuff too. But I've got somebody with me who's very near and dear to my heart. I have April Wyatt with me, who is a Reiki master, a sound healer, and a biodynamic breathwork practitioner. Welcome, April.
Thank you so much, Rachel, for having me here. I'm so excited to share with you all about Reiki and all the things that we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, me too. And I was just thinking the other day, really about the first time we met, and I think, you know, we have April and I have this mutual friend named Randy Reha, who does this really cool thing in the Des Moines area where it's called Psychic Thursdays. And he brings in a different practitioner or a different type of psychic or someone with a different modality every Thursday. And then you can go to a restaurant, have a meal, and then see them in action. So I'm going to be the psychic of the night, so nervous. And I meet April. And my whole energy just went, you're going to be okay. Whoosh. That's my first memory of you, April.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. I also had a reading with you. I think it was about 6 months prior to that. And I was like, hey, Randy,
you're somebody.
This person you need to meet. So, yes. Yeah. Wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I love your energy. I love your peace. And I love that you have really taken a nudge from spirit when spirit, universe, creator has said to you, hey, girl, you've got these gifts and we need you, and they have really nudged you in an amazing direction. So tell us a little bit about Reiki. How would you describe Reiki?
Oh, yes. Well, Reiki is definitely part of me. It's a relationship that I've built over these years. You know, I lived in Japan for a total of 10 years. And when I returned, I met with a spiritual advisor and she told me, hey, you'd be really good at Reiki. And I said, what's Reiki? And this is, you know, in the early 2000s before Google. And she said, well, go to the library and find a book there. And that's exactly what happened. Of course, there was just one book sitting right there. I picked it up, started reading it, and was like, oh my gosh, this, I felt like I was reading about myself. And I truly believe all those years in Japan, I had so many spiritual experiences there that I was already being pre-attuned, if you will, to the energies of Reiki. And so Reiki, the history, it was founded by Dr. Usui, who had a spiritual awakening on Mount Kurama. And that was in the 1920s. And after he had this awakening and wanted to share with everyone, it was just like wildfire, just the way his practices went. And it works with the mind, body, and spirit very holistically. So it promotes well-being. It can do no harm. It really connects to Christ consciousness. And so through my practices, I've been able to support individuals, pets, and I believe the community and the world as we're going through this, everything that's been happening with mental, physical, and emotional balance are the three main components that Reiki supports. And whatever it is that a person is going through, when I connect with them, either distance Reiki, because it's energy, right? So we're all energy. It's just like receiving a phone call when I send distance. And I know that they'll receive exactly what's needed for them. And I just so enjoy supporting others and myself, because that's the beauty of Reiki. As I give, I also receive, because that's what happens when you work with Christ consciousness, with the divine, with all the angels and guides and everyone there supporting us all.
Yes, it's always reciprocal, isn't it? What we give, we receive back.
Yeah.
Which is really important for many of us who have done this work in prior lifetimes and perhaps have taken a vow of servitude or a vow of poverty, or have been made to maybe perform our gifts or, you know, offer our gifts because we've had to or it was our job. And it seems like where we are right now in our collective consciousness is it is very give and receive. There's no longer you have to do that. Do this now. I'm forcing you. It's so very gentle, isn't it?
It most definitely is. And it just makes it so easy to do that, because there is no judgments. There's no expectations or focusing on outcomes, because it's coming from the divine and from the heart space. And it's just so beautiful to be able to support others in this way.
I mean, as I talk to you, I just feel your whole being smiling. Do you feel like that's your life now because you are a Reiki master? Do you feel good all the time?
You know, I do. And then I'm a human as well. So when I do have my feeling of kind of like a teeter-totter, right? We're kind of balanced and everything's going along, and then something happens, such as just recently I sold my home and moved into a fifth wheel travel trailer, and this is what we're going to do from now on. And at first it was that excitement, yes, this is amazing, I was getting all these signs from spirit and just having that feeling. But as I was going through it, I had to let go a lot of things. So knowing that I also have that support from spirit, from Reiki, and from the divine, and just allowing myself to trust. Trust is so huge. And that's actually what showed up for me on another time when I was going through uncertainties when we first moved back to Iowa. It was just this voice that came in and said, trust and know, and it shall be so. And so that's mine to share with you all today. When you're going through uncertain times, when things are just seems upside down or chaotic, just pause and take a breath, put your hand on your heart and just say that, trust and know and it shall be so, because you're trusting in the universe, God, divine. You know that you have that support and it shall be so. Without focusing on expectations, just being open with curiosity and compassion for yourself as you're on this journey, exploring and discovering more about yourself.
I love that. Trust and know, and it shall be so.
Mm-hmm. That's my tagline. Yes.
I love it. April, if someone were to schedule a Reiki session, what does that look like? I mean, let's talk to the listeners who have never experienced this before.
Okay. Yeah. And so Reiki is working with energy. So basically a person could be sitting or lying down. This can be done remotely as well or in person. And so most people that come in and see me, I rent a room at Inner Space, downtown Des Moines. And who knows, with my travels, right? People could connect with me and I could meet them somewhere and provide Reiki there as well. But it's a hands-on approach. So the energies is transferred through me. I'm like a bridge from the divine, since I've been attuned to the frequency. And it just is channeled through my hands or my eyes, whichever I choose to use. If the person is not comfortable with gentle touch, that's perfectly fine. I can just softly focus on certain areas of the body with my eyes, or just have my hands above the body. And it's very relaxing. It's a fully clothed practice. And so you're just lying there receiving. And usually what happens is I receive a guided meditation just for the first 5 to 7 minutes of bringing that person into the present, because we're always in our minds. We're always thinking about the next thing, or they could be nervous, not knowing what to expect. And so just gently bringing them into their bodies with a guided meditation and playing soft music. And then I begin, I'm guided to just scan the person's body or their energy field and see where the support is needed. Yes, and most people, they fall asleep because it's so relaxing. You know, we just are so go, go, go in our minds. And then when we get into that parasympathetic, that rest and digest, and the body's like, ah, oh, yeah, I can relax now. And then they just go into a deep sleep, and the energies work regardless. And then I gently bring them back. And most people say, wow, I just feel so calm. There's like an inner stillness or peace within me. And I remind them that's their natural state of being. Mm-hmm. That is when we are connected to ourselves and source. That is what we are, this beautiful, wonderful energy. And so basically it's just about being present, open, and willing to receive the energies.
When you work with someone, who are you connecting with to receive that guidance or that help for them? Who's your partner? Who's your spirit partner?
Yeah, that's a great question, Rachel. So working with the Reiki, I connect to the Holy Fire Reiki, which is a direct line to the Christ consciousness. And I call in the divine, I call in angels, usually Archangel Zadkiel shows up, mm-hmm. Saint Germain, Michael, whomever that person is connected to, right? It's like, it's that spiritual team that shows up.
And whether they know it or not, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. Because we are all from that source. We were very familiar with these wonderful, beautiful, supportive angels, beings. And then we come here and we forget because we're in the material world.
Yes.
So also loved ones come in. And I'm not a psychic per se, but I just, in my mind's eye, I see outlines of, you know, a tall person or a short person. And then I get a feeling like, oh, this is a grandmother energy, or this feels very fatherly type of thing. And then I just invite them to be there. But it's very silent when I'm working with the person with Reiki, especially if it's their first time. I'm just allowing them to experience those energies. And then afterwards, when they share their experience, usually they say something about their heart or a thought or something of their grandmother came in and they were surprised about that. And then that's when I share about that. So I really honor the person that I'm working with, and also whomever shows up for that support. And it's just beautiful to witness that and know, yeah, we're never alone, never. No matter how you're feeling, that's the separation that the mind does. And Wayne Dyer says, you know, it's the ego that's edging God out. He calls that the ego. So when we're separated from ourselves and we're so in the rat race or judgment or what have you, and we're not connected to source, that's that feeling of loneliness or despair or anxiety, because we forgot our anchor. We didn't realize that we have this amazing ability to connect to source, to our angels, guides, and past loved ones. They're always there for us.
Well, and I hear you also talk about the connection to Christ consciousness. Can you tell us a little bit about what that?
Yes. So with the holy fire, it's a direct connection to Christ consciousness. And I'm certified through the ICRT, the International Center for Reiki Training. And William Lee Rand is the founder of the Holy Fire. So it still works with the traditional Reiki, but it's kind of like an upgrade. So thinking about going from 4G to 5G, when you think about energy, that's exactly what the Holy Fire is. And when I received my placement for mastery, there was a meditation as part of that training, and it was called the banquet hall. And so in this meditation, you walk into this banquet hall, and sitting at your spiritual table is your basically team, whoever's there for you. And mind you, I grew up going to church. And then things happened in my family where we kind of fell away from that. And, you know, once in a while, I do think about Jesus or angels and guides, you know, before Reiki. But when I walked into that banquet room, there was Jesus sitting at the table. And I was like, oh,
oh,
yeah, that's interesting. And of course, I saw Isui Sensei sitting there. And I was like, well, of course you're here, but I'm just a little bit wondering about Jesus here, you know? And of course he was just smiling, you know, just with that radiant compassion, like, oh, April.
Of course I'm here. Yeah.
Of course I'm here. So then after the meditation, I shared that with my Reiki master, and she just laughed. She said, well, of course, April, it's Christ consciousness you're working with. So those that are really connected to Jesus, I mean, he has shown up for some very profound healings for some of my clients. And throughout my day of it would just, you know, pop up. I get signals and signs and things. And I just say, thank you. I'm just so grateful to have that presence of the Christ consciousness.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, I have certainly heard and felt and witnessed in myself and in other people in the last couple of years that we are growing into a sense of our recognizing our self-love and what is at that core. And it is the universe. It is God. It is that Christ consciousness. And sometimes when we hear Jesus, our ego brain flips into religion. So much bigger than that, though. It's love. Mm. And you know, when I sit with Jesus, I always feel that story of, I'm a guy, and like you, am mystical and wanted to know what else was in that universe and loved my creator. And that seems to be the Jesus that comes through to help us, which is very much on our level as a partner. And I don't know, I just bring that up because sometimes we superhero Jesus, and Jesus comes through to help us so much, especially in healings, because that's one of the things that he was passionate about. He loved healing. So,
oh yes.
So
he was a hands-on healer. He healed people. Yeah. So definitely. Yes. I hear that. And I think also people are kind of unsure, especially if they're new to Reiki or they've never heard of it, you know, just the name Reiki. They think it might be a cult or a type of religion or just a Asian practice. And in reality, it's just getting to know that deeper connection to yourself, which is the connection to the divine, to Christ consciousness. And it's a beautiful way to discover more about yourself. Yeah, it's a spiritual practice.
What if someone was going through, let's say, a divorce? How could Reiki help them through that process?
Yeah, that's a really good question, Rachel. I think it's really knowing that self-compassion for yourself, understanding that it's part of releasing and letting go and allowing to discover more about oneself. You know, people come and go in our lives, and we are the only ones left. It's like the game of life. Do you remember that? I'm the sole survivor, you know. That's exactly what it is. And when we're looking outside ourselves to somebody fulfill us, and, you know, I have a child and I love him, although I don't look for him to make me happy. I don't look to my partner to make me happy either. When he does things, I acknowledge that, like, thank you so much. That's wonderful. I so enjoy this. And I know he's a mirror of me as well. So when I work with Reiki and really be in that space, it allows more of a mindfulness of what is mine? What am I responsible for? And when you build that, it's like it's emotional intelligence, you know, it helps that as well. Then you are more anchored in yourself and you have more well-being because you have that support within you.
So it helps you really find your personal anchor again.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, new question. I think this is so fascinating, and I'm just thinking about those people listening and hearing about, I feel like Reiki is that thing where people say, oh, I keep hearing that. What is that? So I'm trying to ask some questions because I think it's so, so cool. All right. What if someone comes in with chronic pain, let's say chronic hip pain, how can you help them with that?
Yeah. So Reiki, again, the beauty of it is that I'm not doing anything. I don't fix people. April, the Reiki master does not fix. I'm just putting that out there. The person who is seeking and wanting more for themselves, whether to heal, feel better, their spiritual path, whatever that is for you, that is you opening and allowing to receive more for yourself. So when a person comes in and they say that they have a hip pain or what have you, that's for me as an energy worker, because I also do sound healing and the biodynamic breath work, that is actually the exterior of what's showing up in the material from the interior, from the energy. So when somebody says hip, I'm thinking, oh, that's like emotional support that this person has not had, right? And heart, somebody has heart, that's deep grief, that's not living your life fulfilled, that's wanting, you know, like living through others, that type of thing. So that's the energy part. I don't tell them that though, because this, I'm honoring them on their journey. And so I allow Reiki to support them. And I say to them, you'll receive exactly what you're needing right now. Reiki is a higher intelligence than me, right? I might focus on the hips and put a lot of, you know, time there with my hands, but it also can be emotional component. And so the Reiki, they'll feel it like in their head tingling or in their hands or their feet or even in their heart space. And they'll say, well, I feel a little better. Yes, my hip feels a little better, but wow, I had a lot of activity in my head. I had this buzziness or I feel this warmth expansion in my heart. And that just tells me, okay, this is that emotional component. This is that energy that needs to be released, that needs to be supported in those spaces within the body and in the energy around them.
That's fascinating. Fascinating. April, if someone wants to learn more about Reiki, I mean, how did you first start to do your digging? Where did you look?
Yeah. So again, this is before Google, really. where it was huge, you know, a lot of things. I did search though on a search engine for a, you know, Reiki where I, near where I lived. And then I'm very intuitive anyway. And so I looked at these people, I read their profiles or bios, you know, who really resonated with me. I'm just not going to jump because somebody said, oh yes, this is a really good Reiki person. I want to see if that person matches me and my energies. So I did a lot of digging and I found a woman there in Ventura, and she's actually the one that became my Reiki master. But I recommend looking in your area. I recommend doing a little research, you know, what is Reiki, a little bit more, unpack it a little bit more. And if you are interested, I mean, I'm open for anybody to contact me to ask me more questions about Reiki and how could it support them if you feel that you have a little bit more questions or anything of that nature. I also want to say that when a person does go through Reiki training, Reiki heightens your intuitive abilities. It allows that extra static of this ego mind. It allows you to understand how the ego helps to support you versus working against you through the training. And then you're able to be more present. And so that way, being connected to source more, then you're able to really feel into those intuitive abilities. It really enhances them, and it's amazing. I've worked with chiropractors, therapists, estheticians. I've worked with people that are in the correctional facilities, and they just responded like, oh my gosh, this is a lifesaver for me, because, you know, there's a lot of negative and things going on in the correctional facilities there. And also just even a person who just wants more for themselves and not just working with others. It's more about that practice for you and your well-being. And then it just ripples out to the rest, because that's how energy works.
Yeah. Well, and I really love the idea of embracing your ego in a way that it is part of your completeness, and not that idea of the ego must die or the ego is in the way.
Yes.
Really like
exactly.
So I'm not sure if that's possible anyway. And I
know
I love my ego, and also sometimes I don't. So it's nice to, you know, love that ego like it's a part of our completeness and utilize it, or kiss it and say, not right.
That's exactly right, Rachel. Exactly. Just noticing and saying, oh, that's a protection. You know, yeah. I'm trying to protect myself right now. And then just laugh, because, you know, we all have this. This is what makes us human. This is what separates us from the other animals. And we've forgotten that. So, yes, good point. Yeah, making friends with it.
Yes. How can people get a hold of you, April, for more information and to book a session?
Thank you, Rachel. I'm just so appreciative of this opportunity. And for anyone who is interested in learning more or wants to book a session with me, either in person or virtual, you can connect with me via my Gmail account, which is livingwintentiondsm for Des Moines. And also you can go to my website, livingwithintention.co. I'm also on Facebook and Instagram.
Well, give us your website one more time.
It is www.livingwithintention.co.
Beautiful. Beautiful. And April, I'd love to have you back on another time to talk about sound healing and also biodynamic breath work. Let's do that sometime. I'd love
to have you back on. Yes, please. Yeah. I'm excited to share more. Yes. And thank you all for listening and for your time, and be well.
Oh, lovely. Darlings, if you'd like to get a hold of me, you can find me on Facebook at Rachel Corpus Angel Communicator, Instagram, The Angel Counselor. You can go to my website, rachelcorpus.com. This podcast is offered on a free app. How cool is that? So on any of your Apple or Android, I love it. Any of your Apple or Android phones, just search Mind Body Spirit FM. It'll pop right up, and then you can listen to these episodes easily, or, you know, you can catch them wherever podcasts are available. And I want to tell you all that if you have not heard this today or recently, you are so loved. I love you. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Angel Talk with me, Rachel Corpus, Angel Communicator and Psychic Medium. If you'd like to connect, visit my website, rachelcorpus.com.
Hi, I'm Liz Winter, and I have been a medium and a spiritual development teacher for over 30 years. On my podcast, All Aboard the Medium Ship, I want to share the message with you that there is a wealth of love and comfort available to you from the spirit world. On my podcast, you can experience this comfort and peace for yourself through gentle guided meditations and helpful messages. Make sure you subscribe and follow so you never miss an episode. Part of the mindbodyspirit.fm podcast network.